With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Jacqueline Ferris on the Radio Oklahoma News Network. Representative Andy Fugit's lawsuit alleging Governor Stitt lacked the authority to order all state workers to end working at home is tossed out by a judge. Attorneys for Fugit say they will appeal to the state Supreme Court. Oklahoma Watch reports 44% of DHS workers did so at home last year, 30% of Office of Management also worked at home, with 60% more on a hybrid schedule. Senator Kristen Thompson has passed a hurdle to remove unsafe food additives in Oklahoma. Senate Bill 4 prohibits any person or entity from manufacturing, selling, brewing, or distributing certain dyes and substances in food products. Senator Thompson says there's a lot of places where these chemicals are already disallowed in food.
West Virginia has a statewide ban. California has done this in school lunches. We have legislation in Missouri, Illinois, Pennsylvania, New York, Iowa, Maryland, Oregon, South Dakota, and Rhode Island.
Thompson adds, this is a nationwide movement. The bill heads to the Senate for a full vote. A House committee approves reducing the amount of marijuana involved for aggravated trafficking charges to be filed. A bill headed to the House floor would lower the amount from 1,000 to 25 pounds. Republican Representative Tom Gann of Enola.
This is definitely a problem. We are a high trafficking state because of our marijuana laws, and so we're trying to clamp down on that.
The fine for selling marijuana out of state is up to $500,000. A traffic stop involving an undocumented immigrant who has no previous criminal charges would face a new felony charge anyway. That's the bill headed to the House floor for a vote. Representative David Harden authored the bill.
If they don't have a current felony in the state and they've been charged, they do go in front of a judge and they have to prove that they're willing to go back to their country.
Or face 5 years in prison. The bill would also repeal the governor's controversial impersonable occupation law. Covering the state capitol, I'm Jacqueline Ferris on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
Express Ranch is proud to present their spring bull sales Friday, March 7th, 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 335 Angus bulls, 34 Hereford bulls. The entire offering has the best genetics available and are ready to go to work on your ranch or operation. Attend the sale live in person or online at liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranch's spring bull sale, March 7th, Yukon, Oklahoma.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed expectations. To learn more, visit Hillary.com.